This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. Finally, a station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
Bye.
99.7 Max FM.
to you. Stop yourself and listen. Some things you can never, never choose. Even if you try, yeah, you're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
Stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
know radio's not dead,
but a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
We're your fresh choice.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. on my.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A Saturday morning ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court stopping the Trump administration from its plans to fly more Venezuelans to a foreign country. The justice is directing the Trump administration not to remove people being held in the Blue Bonnet Detention Center in Texas until further order of the court. Justices Thomas and Alito dissenting. Back from El Salvador, U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, after meeting with the wrongfully deported Kilmar Abrego Garcia, addressed what the senator called Margarita Gate.
Nobody drank any margaritas or sugar water or whatever it is. But this is a lesson into the lengths that President Bukele will do to deceive people about what's going on.
He said what looked like margaritas were placed on their table by men working for the president of El Salvador. Former President Clinton will address a remembrance this morning marking 30 years since the Oklahoma City bombing, a domestic terrorist killing 168 people. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court has upheld the governor's so-called 400-year veto. Democratic Governor Tony Evers used it to extend K-12 school funding through the year 2425. Republican lawmakers are reacting negatively, saying the court has allowed Evers to raise property taxes for 400 years. Milwaukee's police union is threatening obstruction charges against Fratert Hospital employees. Fratert issued a written apology after a uniformed officer was refused medical care at a clinic last week when staff asked him to remove his firearm. A Wisconsin technical college has been selected as the best in the U.S. The Aspen Institute awarded the 2025 prize to Southwest Technical College in Fenimore. Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.